Hey guys, it's your host Sophie with your host
guest host Rock. Hello everyone.
Welcome to another episode of Ask, where we ask your questions and give you our answers. We're gonna go ahead and see how everyone's week was.
No, I mean, I think the highlight, I mean, is we went to Florida State. We went
up there and how was that?
Spoke. It was great. We had a good time.
Yeah, I'm with Ken, man. You know, Florida State was great. Shout out to FSU staff and the students and everything. You know, we'll be back. We'll be back soon enough. But, you know, the reception was really, really well. You know, they loved us and they invited us back. So I think that's big. You know, starting this 2.5-3 years ago, I didn't see us getting invited to damn major universities. I really didn't see that coming. So that was big. That was, just in itself, them hitting us up, talking about come to this, you know, institution to just talk.
Let's see. So this week, I dropped a Cage review on his last album, Kill the Architect, that you all should go check out. It's on my personal channel. Me and Ken did a couple things with Consequence of Sound. We did a kind of like an interview roundtable type of thing with them for the Rock It Out blog. We also did a roundtable discussion on the White Album, Beatles' White Album.
Y'all collabed with DJ Boop on one of them, right?
Yeah, Death Grips was on. Huh? Wait.
I'm sorry. Yeah, same time.
Yeah,
I was talking about the Eminem lip syncing one where y'all.
Yeah, that was the roundtable thing. That was the
DJ
first
Booth
thing I
and all
about.
Of them, right?
Yeah, DJ Booth was on that too. What were you talking about?
The Death Grips. We did the roundtable.
Oh, we also did a roundtable review of the latest Death Grips album, which I'll still be doing a review of that as well. And I also personally did an interview with this channel called Dom's Sketchcast, which was really, really fucking cool. He's this guy that, while he's interviewing you, he's also, if you look down at the bottom corner, he's doing a sketch of you. And then by the time the interview's over, the sketch is done. And, I mean, it's one of the most original ideas I've ever heard of for a YouTube channel. I'm surprised this guy's not blowing up faster than he is. So, yeah, you can check that out, too. I guess I'll try to, if I remember, I'll put that stuff in the little comment section of this video.
My week was pretty fun. Well, at least the second half of the week was. My boss, her son, had his 5th birthday party, skating party.
Oh.
So I went there, and it was like a costume skating party for the kids or whatever. So I went there, was around there skating with my costume on and stuff. I was a stormtrooper.
You went by yourself?
What? Why didn't any of us see the thing?
What are you talking about?
I'm about to post no pictures of the kids.
Why not?
Social media. Do you love the kids?
Yeah, cool, I have more of the kids. Yeah. It was fun. Yeah, and plus I'm already cool with her son anyway. So yeah, it was fun. And I had brought my homegirl Michelle, his son Caleb. He came with me too. So yeah, we had a ball. It was
got
cool.
All the kids.
Yeah, and I also got the PS4. I had got the PS4 opening weekend, and I've been playing it like crazy.
What games do you have?
I got Killzone, Shadowfall. I got NBA 2K, and I got Assassin's Creed.
Ooh,
kill him.
Well, my week was pretty regular, but I picked up some extra hours at work.
Praise God.
Right, need the money. Studio, definitely. Lots of studio time. Work. I did go see Erykah Badu DJ. That was cool.
I was wondering what the fuck that was. That was random as shit.
Yeah, I thought she was going to perform. I was pretty upset, but it was cool. It was more like a... Just like a party type thing. You know, they had like 2 or 3 DJs out there.
Okay.
She did her thing. And, you know,
was Trinidad there?
No.
I wouldn't even go there.
But it was cool. It was fun. I love Erykah Badu, so it was just cool to see her doing, you know, her DJ stuff.
So, question. Do you want to read
from?
Sure, I'll read this time.
All right, the question is from...
Oh, just kidding, wrong question.
All right, this is from Jonathan P94. He says...
Not X?
Yes.
That motherfucker.
Probably taken.
He said, fuck the X.
These days, due to the internet, a lot of albums get leaked a lot earlier than their official release date. So, the question is...
Do early album leaks ruin or alter anticipation in the general listening experience of an album project?
No, it's part of the process now.
Like he stated. Damn near. How many albums have come out in the last year outside of Magna Carta, Holy Grail, ain't dropped before it was supposed to drop?
Watch the Throne.
So Jay-Z 2 for 2.
Hobson almost made it.
Yeah, he almost did. Yep.
But
didn't Wayne almost make it with his or something?
I don't know.
No, wait, hold on. Carter 3?
One of them almost.
One of them, yeah. One of them, he was like really guarded with it. But yeah. Come on, man. I just think it's part of the process, though, now. You know, leaking your shit early.
So you don't think it'll ruin No,
not at all. I think. It's a good thing or a bad thing, because you know earlier than when you were supposed to know whether people like it or they don't like it. You know what I'm saying? I think that's all that is. You know, and whether people are going to buy it or not based on those reviews. Because, I think once you establish such a big family, you're going to sell. It don't matter. Like, the internet doesn't hurt you
like
that.
They like the music.
Exactly.
Have a leak date then.
Because I don't think that they want to make that official.
It's kind of interesting. Well,
but I think they kind of have in a way, because now they do like the album.
Yeah, the streams. Yeah, so they put up streams.
They're trying to get in front of it in a way.
Yeah, because I mean, I guess being like me and Mike and Ken's age, being used to buying albums when they actually released and came out, you'd be surprised. Rather if you was disappointed or happy or surprised with the product, I think it does kind of take away from the anticipation, because I know it's certain artists like Kendrick Lamar last year when Good Kid, M.A.A.d City leaked. I was like, I am not listening to this until the actual official day when I go get this album and purchase it and listen to it, and I want to be surprised.
That's what I did too.
Yeah, I think certain artists that you're like really a diehard fan, you're like, okay, I'm not going to listen to the leak. I want to wait and listen to this artist that I'm a fan of, that I know I'm going to support. I'm going to wait till when the album comes out. So yeah, I do kind of hate it with the internet age, that it's like, people be tweeting about leaks more so than just fucking buying albums, man. It's like, if you love this artist so much, buy the album. You know what I'm saying? Support. Like, if LZA was to come out with an album, if it was a release date for it, I'm going to wait to that release date. I'm not going to wait. If it leaks 2 weeks early, I'm not going to listen to the leak. I'm like, yo, I'm going to support this is one of my favorite artists. I'm going to go buy this album, and I want to listen to it.
So even if the album was like completely trash, not saying LZA would make a completely trash album, but if you waited to the release date and you bought it and it was like trash, you didn't feel no way.
That was the thing we used to do back in the day, man.
I understand that. That's back in the day. This is 2013, almost 14. Fuck all that. I'm not buying some shit that don't sound good. I'm just not.
Crazy now.
But you don't have to.
All right, but it's now. But we live today. We don't live back in the 80s and 90s.
You don't have to like listen to the leaks and know whether it sounds good or not. You could just wait until it comes out. It's gonna be on YouTube anyway.
If Big Crip is coming out, when you buy it,
look.
I think your wires are getting crossed. I think he's thinking you're saying that, or maybe you are saying this, you will not listen to an unofficial free anything album. You are just going to buy it and then listen to it regardless of everything.
Yeah,
I'm with FIFA.
So if LP leak, you still...
So you think he's going to make a bad... You anticipate LP making a bad product?
I'm definitely going to listen to the leak, but I'm going to buy it anyway. Really? But no.
I think it's some artist.
I don't understand that mentality. Like, okay, it drops on December 24th. Who gives a fuck if I listen to it on December 22nd? I'm still gonna be surprised.
If it leaked December 7th and it comes out 2 weeks after that,
I'm gonna listen to it. Yeah, because I'm a fan. I want to hear what he's gonna put out.
And here's the thing: I think that for me, artists buy some credibility. Because look, man, as an artist, everything you drop is not gonna be dope. Like I expect for artists to drop one or two. The ultimate stand. Unless you know what I'm saying, like. For me, Crit, right? He's dropped 5 projects, 4 of them free mixtapes, 1 album. They're dope. He's bought credibility with me that the next album I'm gonna buy regardless. Even if I listen to the leak and it's trash, I'll buy. But let Crit drop a trash album. I'm just speaking on my behalf. I can't speak on nobody else.
You were asking him, would he still buy it regardless of whether it was trash?
Exactly, but he's waiting till the release date. And I'm saying, B, I feel you, because there's certain artists that you just support. I support Big Crit like that.
So you're saying the same thing, man.
But what? Look.
Yeah, B saying. But, side, yeah, B saying it doesn't matter whether sure, I buy it.
I know. I know.
I'm not gonna listen to.
He's not listening to the leak. I'm listening
but
to the leak.
But regardless, he's still gonna buy it, and you are too.
He's just not
depending
gonna.
Depending on the artist. Depending on the artist.
I don't give a fuck who it is. If it's whack, I'm not gonna buy it. How well, how else do you tell the artist that it's whack?
Well,
if you're just spending money on every single thing that they do, fuck that. Like they care about a tweet. They have your money.
I feel you.
Wow, it's true.
But look, all I'm saying, look, and the reason why I use Big Crit as an example is because he's given me 5 great projects.
Yeah. B doesn't want to let go.
But no, it's not even about letting go. Just in your mind, change the release date to the date that it leaks. Who cares?
I don't know, Mike. I like that feeling. Like when we listen to Good Kid, Mad City, I like the fact that when I got it on the day it came out, I was like, oh, yes, this is. It just takes me back. I don't know. It just takes you back to a time.
If I'm a stan of something, I want to hear it immediately. The second they say that they're doing an album, leak it. I want to hear it now. Because I'm going to buy it regardless. Who gives 2 shits when I hear it?
That's true. When you say that you're gonna drop it and it drops,
I want that surprise though, man.
You're still surprised.
I know. I want that element of surprise just on the day it come out though. That's just me, man.
I get you.
I miss that.
It's losing the magic.
That's one thing I hate about the internet, man. I just miss that feeling, man. I wanted to have it where I can just.
You still get
but
that
it gives you the option, exactly.
Because it's more of a surprise, because, okay, if he says, I'm dropping this album on November 24th, you know on November 24th you are going to hear it.
You have no idea when it's going to leak. Just give me like one single.
You have no idea when it's going to leak. You know it's leaked because people send it to you on Twitter. So that's just like a good morning. You get on Twitter. Oh, what's going on Twitter? Oh, so-and-so's album leaked. Holy shit. You
gotta be like, I'm not listening to it. I'm waiting to the release.
So you don't like options, basically. You don't like options? Because you have the option to listen to it earlier or not, and then you're just like, I'm not, so I don't even give a fuck about it.
If something's set in stone and you're looking forward to that, you just don't want to mess that up.
Yeah. So you don't open one gift before Christmas?
I was just about to go there.
But that's probably not B, though. He opens the day after Christmas
because he wants the extra Christmas.
But no, I want to open it up on Christmas. I like that feeling of opening it up on Christmas.
You don't eat Thanksgiving before Thanksgiving.
Right, you right. Still on the turkey. Right. You going in the oven with the turkey.
You know, like that week of starvation before you actually.
I don't do that.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate. We just cook all week, and then we actually have Thanksgiving, and it's like, you know.
Yeah, you appreciate it.
Yeah. You appreciate it more.
Yeah.
Here's basically what's happened is that.
Ken, bring it home, man. I know you nostalgic, man.
All right.
I am. But the leak has really replaced the release date. You know, that moment, what Mike is talking about, like, you're saying that I'm waiting for it to come out because I want that moment that I'm first listening to it, that experience. What everybody here is saying is that moment has been replaced by the leak. Like, everybody's like, man, I'm waiting. I can't wait to it leak. I can't wait to it leak. Mm-hmm. So it's no longer I can't wait for the release for it to come out. It's I can't wait for it to leak. Yeah. So this generation and some of us have been conditioned to anticipate the leak more than the album, because more than likely we're going to like it. We're going to end up buying the album anyway.
And I can't front out.
Just holding on, B.
Front. Yeah, I was like B for a long time, but. When that Magna Carta leaked, I was all on it.
Oh, yeah.
I was all on it. Everybody was.
No, everyone was not.
Well, right. Everybody except Mike.
But everybody else was.
Yeah. And y'all was tuning them. I remember that shit. I remember that shit dropped.
It was annoying.
Falcone was talking about it leaked. And I went into that shit.
I just got it because I knew we were going to review it.
It's.
But
see,
okay, but I listened to it as a fan. Like, I wanted it as a fan.
Right.
And especially, you know, us then in hip-hop people being, you know, Apple people, and then the shit wasn't being released only, you know, on Android and shit. So I didn't think I was going to be able to get it, you know, early. So I was like, well, fuck it. And I remember being up 2 or 3 in the morning just bumping to that shit.
I would listen to, if it's an artist that I am, like, really into, like Kendrick Lamar, like, I would definitely listen to the leak before, but... If I like it, I will buy it. If I don't, I probably won't buy it. Probably won't buy the album.
So what was the actual question? Is it taken away from...
The anticipation.
The anticipation. Like
The leak taken away from anticipation.
So does it take away from it for you?
I think it's the new anticipation.
I think once an artist says that I'm dropping a project... Starts the beginning of the anticipation. Right. The anticipation starts right there.
It starts. You have a couple extra days before you have to actually pay for it.
Yeah.
It's like layaway.
It's like, and I hate layaway.
It's hip hop layaway.
And I hate layaway.
Why?
I don't like layaway, man.
I get it.
I like getting, huh? Yeah, I like buying my stuff. I like just getting my money and buying it and getting.
But I'm saying I don't push Sean layaway either. Yeah. But I'm just saying it's you get the product now. You get to pay for it later.
I think it's stupid, though.
That's cool.
But layaway don't work like that.
No, I know. You don't get it until you pay for it. Yeah. It was an analogy, man. You ain't got to kick the part. God damn.
Extra right kill the analogy.
Technically,
you say you don't layaway shit, so I ain't know if you was well-versed with the instructions and how layaway actually works. So, I'm just trying to make sure.
I feel like it's stupid to be like, oh, it's coming out on this day. Oh, just kidding. Like, that's stupid. Like, I understand the actual anticipation of that, but then again, like, if you are like a real fan of that person, you're going to want to hear the music as soon as possible. All right, so ooh, thank you, Jonathan, for your question.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Ooh,
I don't think we have anything else. What are you still talking about?
Let her close it out.
That's rock.
Ooh, Sire Music.
That's Sire Music.
Follow us at AskDEHH on Twitter. Follow these guys.
Ooh, at BC Funk.
Follow me at Sire Music. Follow her on Twitter. Ravenel. And that's all we have for you this episode. I'll see you next time. What is it?
Raquel Ravenel. It's my full name.
She's just going to put it at the bottom somewhere.
Yeah,
make it like appear in the fadeaway. You know.
Until next time, guys.
Later.
Ooh, King.
Thank you.